This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, November 9th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On October 20th, Pastor Vasu Nayak and his family were attacked in their home by a mob of 60 radical Hindus in India's Karnataka state. During the attack, the pastor was told by the mob to worship a Hindu deity and convert to Hinduism. If he refused, members of the mob threatened severe consequences, reports International Christian Concern. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Pastor Nayak refused to bow to the deity and was then manhandled by the mob. He was dragged outside of his home, accused of attempting to destroy the deity, and beaten. The Hindus announced that his family was to be shunned by other villagers, and no one would be allowed to even buy groceries from the shop owned by the Nayak family under penalty of a $134 fine. Pastor Nayak said, quote, "We are not safe in the village. However, we trust in God for his protection," end quote. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." On Saturday, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election, a declaration disputed by President Donald Trump, reports the Epoch Times. Biden, age 77, said he is, quote, "honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in me and in Vice President-elect Harris," end quote, referring to his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris of California. Biden said, quote, "In the face of unprecedented obstacles, a record number of Americans voted, proving once again that democracy beats deep in the heart of America. With the campaign over, it's time to put the anger and the harsh rhetoric behind us and come together as a nation. It's time for America to unite and to heal," end quote. President Trump, the Republican incumbent vying for a second term, said, quote, "We all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They do not want the truth to be exposed. The simple fact is this election is far from over. Joe Biden has not been certified as the winner of any states, let alone any of the highly contested states headed for mandatory recounts, or states where our campaign has valid and legitimate legal challenges that could determine the ultimate victor," end quote. On Saturday, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani claimed in a Philadelphia press conference that the Democrats in that city did not allow the Republicans to properly inspect the mail-in ballots.
"Democrat officials here in a city that's been Democrat for 60 years and has a documented history of voter fraud, instead of going to a high degree of care to allow inspections of the mail-in ballots, there was no inspection of a single mail-in ballot. Those mail-in ballots could have been for anybody. Those mail-in ballots could have been written the day before by the Democratic Party hacks that were all over the convention center. Not a single one was inspected as the law required. Even when a court order was obtained to allow the Republican inspectors to get 6 feet closer, they moved the people counting the ballots 6 further feet away. It's really simple. If you have nothing to hide with these mail-in ballots, you allow inspection. This is common practice in the examination of absentee ballots, which happens all the time. Take out the absentee ballot, you open it up, the Republican looks at it, the Democrat looks at it. If nobody objects, you put it in the pile. If either objects, you put it aside. That's what's done for absentee ballots, which have the extra security of having signatures you can match. Here, which is a much more insecure method of voting, no Republican got a chance to look at that ballot."
Plus, the Michigan Republican Party chairwoman, Laura Cox, was outraged by the inaccuracies there.
"In Antrim County, ballots were counted for Democrats that were meant for Republicans, causing a 6,000-vote swing against our candidates. The county clerk came forward and said tabulating software glitched and caused a miscalculation of the votes. Since then, we have now discovered that 47 counties use this same software in the same capacity. Antrim County had to hand count all of the ballots, And these counties that use this software need to closely examine their results for similar discrepancies. The people of Michigan deserve a transparent and open process.
In addition, Project Veritas continues to document voter fraud on video at the United States Postal Service involving mail-in ballots. Please pray for the case of a 13-year-old Christian Pakistani girl named Arzu Raja. A Muslim man abducted and forcibly married her on October 13th. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following the newscast with more details on her case. And finally, in an Instagram post last Thursday, Pastor Carl Lentz of Hillsong, New York City, admitted to an extramarital affair, ending a day of speculation as to why he had been fired the day before. Lentz acknowledged a need for rest, for rebuilding trust with his wife and children, and, quote, taking real time to work on and heal my own life and seek out the help that I need, end quote. Lentz, age 41, became a darling of major media outlets for his hipster dress and tattoo-covered arms. He was one of a number of pastors that GQ magazine described as hype priests who lead churches frequented by celebrities. Friends and congregants include Justin Bieber and his wife, Hailey Baldwin Bieber, as well as the Jenner sisters of Keeping Up with the Kardashians fame. Hebrews 13, verse 4 says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, November 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2020, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Monday. I'm Adam McManus. On October 13th, a young Pakistani Christian girl named Arzu Raja was kidnapped from her home by a Muslim neighbor, Ali Azar, age 44, according to International Christian Concern. Just a few days later, her parents were informed that Arzu was married to the middle-aged man and had, quote, converted to Islam, end quote. The Worldview talked with William Stark, the International Christian Concern Middle East director, about this tragic story.
Arzu's parents leave to go to work on the morning of October 13th. When they come home, Arzu is missing. The parents are told that their Muslim neighbor, his name's Ali Azar, he's age 44, has abducted Arzu and taken her away. The parents immediately go to the police station and report the abduction. And 2 days later, on October 15, they're called back to the police station. And they're told by the police officers that Arzu has actually converted to Islam and has married Ali.
Stark said that Arzu's parents immediately filed a case with the court upon learning of Arzu's forced Islamic marriage.
The parents then file a case in the court, basically in an attempt to invalidate the marriage and to have their daughter returned to them. And they actually provided the birth certificate from Arzu. They provided her baptism certificate. And this case actually went pretty quickly from the Sessions Court, which is like the trial court in Pakistan, to the High Court, which is kind of like the appellate level. And at the appellate level, the judges found in favor of the marriage using an interpretation of Sharia law that allows for underage marriages as long as the girl has had her first menstrual cycle. So this was last week.
Stark said that the Minister of Human Rights in Pakistan got involved this past Monday in the case.
And there was a tweet on Monday in which the Sindh High Court was essentially pushed into ordering the police to, quote-unquote, recover Arzu and put her in a women's shelter as they took time to actually determine her real age. And as of today, the police have recovered Arzu. They've taken her out of Ali's custody. She is now at a women's shelter, and Ali, the man who actually abducted Arzu, has been placed under arrest.
Stark said the next hearing would be today. He said that they will determine her age, and if it is confirmed that she is indeed a minor, Stark said he thinks there is a strong probability she will be, quote, returned to her family, end quote. He remarked that the governor of Sindh said something along those lines at a meeting with Christian leaders.
And this is from a statement from the governor of Sindh, which is kind of like the head of that province. He was meeting with Christian leaders, and he said that under no circumstances they would allow child marriages to go forward or to continue. So
wow.
The indications are looking pretty good here that Arzu is going to be returned.
Stark said that Arzu's case is a, quote, watershed moment, end quote, when it comes to these types of Islamic forced conversion and marriage cases in Pakistan.
Her case is almost a carbon copy of Huma Yunus.
Mm-hmm.
So Huma Yunus, last October, she's a 14-year-old girl, was kidnapped by a Muslim man from her home in Karachi, was taken away to another province, was married, forcibly converted, and the parents in that case as well are fighting to have their daughter returned, again, using the Sindh Child Marriage Restraint Act, which criminalizes any marriages under the age of 18. So far, the Sindh High Court hasn't found in favor of the parents yet, but that case is still an ongoing case.
Stark said that the difference between Huma's and Arzu's case is that the Minister of Human Rights got involved in the latter.
You have the governor of the province getting involved and all pushing against this issue of forced conversion and forced marriage. So hopefully Arzu's case will really set a precedent that will allow other victims like Huma's and Huma's parents to be able to follow in her footsteps and have Huma returned as well.
Pray that the Lord would move the hearts of the court to return the 13-year-old girl named Arzu to her parents and use her case to influence Huma's case. This has been another Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.